Hey, what do you know? It's May 19th. It's about 7:09 in the morning here. If I missed yesterday, I get back in here and talk a little bit this morning. If you hear any noise in the background, it's just me multitasking. I have an interesting opportunity this morning. The Carteret County Association of Realtors having their quarterly luncheon, and for affiliate members such as me, those of us who are not realtors but who support the realtors here in the near Carteret County, North Carolina, they're allowing us to have our own little display table for lunch, and doesn't mean we can just sort of show what we do for a living. So I'm getting a last little things here together. Got a little interesting piece I call a moving guide. Made about 10 copies, and I'm putting them in report covers right now. It's like a list of things you need for moving, anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks to 4 to 6 weeks, 2 to 4 to within 1 week, 1 day before moving, moving day, delivery day, address change, service change checklist, document checklist, and of course the ever-famous disclosure information. My company provides these out at no charge. A lot of people found these useful. A few realtors I've given them to and even personalized, with the realtor's name on them, for the client. Yesterday, I have never seen again a market like this. It continues to reinforce its volatility. Started out good, went down, came back up, and then went right down the sinkhole. Minus 100, I think it finished up in the 160s. Again, it's overseas. Greece. What's going to be done with their debt, I guess, now structuring it, but also it's the euro. And Greece is on the euro, the currency of the European Union. And it has lost its value here to the US dollar. And that's got a lot of people here, at least in investing, worried. And unfortunately right now it seems that one little issue there, what will our dollar do as far as value to the euro, is overshadowing a lot of good news. Walmart yesterday produced better than expected earnings, so did Home Depot. I just think people got to stop panicking. Unfortunately, they're not going to listen to me on this except for my little clients. I'm going to be eating a few more frogs here over the next week. It's having to deliver bad news to clients. Their portfolios have dropped because of it. And I'm looking at some ways to help contain what could be hopefully a short-term issue right now. Well, that's about it. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Hey.